Hi, this is Chris. Here's a special treat from the Odyssey Scrapbook. Today's episode, Isaac the Chivalrous, had an interesting story behind the music in the show. Here's sound designer Dave Arnold to talk about it.
Well, through the years on Adventures in Odyssey, we've had the privilege of working with a group of really talented music composers. Some of them have come and gone, but the person who's worked with us throughout the years has been John Campbell. So when the time came to work on Isaac the Chivalrous, it wasn't a difficult decision for me to determine who I wanted to do the score. But when I called John, well, he was too slammed with other projects and quite honestly couldn't turn it around inside the time frame that I needed the project done. So in an effort to help, John suggested that we try the man who actually mentored him in the business. Well, long story short is that we connected, and John's friend composed the complete score for Isaac the Chivalrous. So what you're going to hear right now is one of the cues that was composed against a particular scene for Isaac the Chivalrous.
Mounted on horses, each one took pointed lances in hand, and when the trumpet blew, charged the other at full steam. The only sound at first was the pounding of horses' hooves. Suddenly, there was a splintering crash of wooden lances on metal shields. The crowd cheered, the horses winning, and the knights parted. They had survived the first round. Sir William rode back to me for a new weapon.
Quickly, Squire Isaac, a fresh lance.
Here you go. Sir William, he's favoring his left side. I think you hit him.
Oh, good eye, young squire. Your information may prove useful.
Just be careful.
Well, after laying the music into the show, I felt that it didn't connect with the creative vision that I wanted for the show. So I paid the guy for his time, thanked him, and called John back. Now, one thing you've got to know is that John loves the show, and he wants it to succeed. It's not just a job for him. When I explained the situation to John and how close I was to my deadline, he committed to working late nights and the weekend so that he could rescore the show for us. What you're going to hear right now is the same scene you heard a moment ago, only with the final John Campbell music score for comparison.
Mounted on horses, each one took pointed lances in hand, and when the trumpet blew, charged the other at full steam. The only sound at first was the pounding of horses' hooves. Suddenly, there was a splintering crash of wooden lances on metal shields. The crowd cheered, the horses whinnied, and the knights parted. They had survived the first round. Sir William rode back to me for a new weapon.
Quickly, Squire Isaac, a fresh lance.
Here you go. Sir William, he's favoring his left side. I think you hit him.
Oh, good eye, young squire. Your information may prove useful.
Just be careful.
Music revisions happen pretty much with every show that we produce. We'll ask the composer to change a section of a cue or revise one or two cues, but very rarely do we ever need to completely rescore an entire show. In my recollection, in the history of Odyssey, it's only ever happened twice. On both occasions, John Campbell saved the day.
And that's the story of Isaac the Chivalrous.